Born in Oxford, Indiana, a crooked-legged colt. Everyone in town that saw him, you know how they'd love to joke. Hey, Messner, why'd you ever breed that broken-down old mare? Now look what she's gone and produced for you there. Some even went so far as to tell Messner with a frown, hey, do that colt a favor and put the poor guy down. But Dan Messner wouldn't listen, and he made his feelings plain when he gave that little fella his first name. 4 years, it seemed a long time when he came into his own. An impressive 16 hands and how his coat had shone, once known as Messner's Folly, no one could have foretold just how this horse's future would unfold. Oh, how I still remember those good old glory days, and how the wind would rush about my face. I can't believe how fast my time has flown, but I'm thankful for all these things I've known. Tip your hat to old John Wattles for this pacer's education, for with steady, gentle hands, he would lay a firm foundation. He broke him to the harness, and he broke him to the cart. Then Messner gave him his first racing start. So in Boswell, Indiana, August 30, double lot, he ran against a mostly local lot. By all accounts, they say that he outclassed his competition, earning a more favorable recognition. Then July the 17th, in the year of 1901, he made his circuit debut, and you know, he never lost a one. And when that tour was over and he was coming homeward bound, he found a different attitude there in town. Oh, how I still remember those good old glory days, and how the wind would rush about my face. I can't believe how fast my time has flown, but I'm thankful for all these things I've known. Yeah, the town folk, they had planned for him a great big celebration. Now Oxford, Indiana, will be known throughout the nation as the birthplace of the Wonder Horse, the marvelous Dan Patch, the Bay Pacer in the race no one can catch. But a few short months in March, in the year of 1902, Oxford town was stunned with what Dan Messner would do, for he sold the great Dan Patch to Mr. Sturgis from back east for the sum of $20,000 there at least. Then before that year was ended, Dan Patch was sold again to a man from Minnesota who would become his lifelong friend. His nickname was the Parson. Marion Savage was his name. And with him, Dan achieved his greatest fame. Oh, how I still remember those good old glory days, and how the wind would rush about my face. I can't believe how fast my time has flown, but I'm thankful for all these things I've known. Their partnership had blossomed in the year of 1903, with Dan breaking every record for everyone to see. Now the Parson, he was savvy when he said, I know the truth, that Dan's success is due to my stock food. Yeah, the Parson made some 13 mil on the Dan Patch name alone, with Dan's likeness found on everything for around the farm or home, toys and sled, stock remedies, if it's in the product line. You can even ride the Dan Patch Railroad line. Then the Parson built the largest training stable in the land, with sleeping, reading, bathing rooms for every stable hand, a heated indoor racing track that some call the Taj Mahal. Parson and Big Dan sure had it all. Oh, how I still remember those good old glory days, and how the wind would rush about my face. I can't believe how fast my time has flown, but I'm thankful for all these things I've known. Yeah, the partnership had gone on for some 13 glorious years, though it wasn't always easy, and sometimes there were some fears, like the time out in Nebraska when Danny got quite sick, but the parson's colic remedy did the trick. Well, the parson, he got rich, and Dan Patch got all the glory, but my song isn't quite over. No, there's a lot more to this story, like at Christmas time, when Danny would pull a loaded sleigh with gifts for the city's needy along the way. At a county fair in L.A. in the year of 1909, Dan was still quite fit, you know, just really in his prime. But at the final showing, the great one pulled up lame, retired to stud, he'd never race again. How I still remember those good old glory days, and how the wind would rush about my face. I can't believe how fast my time has flown, but I'm thankful for all these things I've known. The year was 1916 when Dan collapsed, and then his legs began to motor like he was racing once again. But his pacing began slowing as he lay there on the floor. And then it stopped. And Dan Patch was no more. The parson was recovering in the hospital that day, when word of Danny's passing was brought about his way. Was it shock or just a broken heart? I'll leave that up to you. But the next day, the parson passed on too. His wife sold off his breeding stock in just a few years' time. Parson's business empire began its slow decline. Then in 1922, that famous barn burnt to the ground. Now there's just an empty field there to be found. Oh, how I still remember those good old glory days, and how the wind would rush about my face. Can't believe how fast my time has flown, but I'm thankful for all these things I've known. So before Coffee Joe DiMaggio and that good old Michael Jordan, the charismatic Tiger Woods, or that fast one, Jeffrey Gordon, you've listened to this story, and now you know, of course, that the very first sports icon was a horse.